Shas Illuminated presents the following shir by Rabbi Elkanah Ostern. Meseches Tainus has been dedicated by Mr. Aaron Zweig, Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Shimon ben Nechemya Halevi.
Daf Zayin. The Gemara says, Tanye, hoyo Rabbi Benoe Oimer, kolo oisek batoiro lishmo, toirosoi nases loi sam chaim, shenemar eitz chaimi lemachazikim bo, ואומר ריפוס תהילה סורכו, ואומר כי מויצוי מוצו חיים. וכל העוסק בתוירו שלא ילשמו, נאסס לו יסם המובס, שנאמר יערף כמותר לקחי, ואין הריף אל הריגה, שנאמר ואורפו שום אס הועגלו בנוחל. The Gemara says that someone that learns תוירו לשמו, then it becomes Sam Chaim, and someone that learns Torah Shaloy Lishmo, it becomes Sam Hamoves. Comes Teisves in Dibur HaMatchil, V'chol HaOisek, B'Torah Shaloy Lishmo, and asks a stire from the Gemara in Psochim. The Gemara in Psochim, on Daf Nun Amud Beis, says, L'Oilom Yasek Odom B'Torah, אף על גב שאינו לשמו, שמתוך שלא ילשמו, בו לשמו. The Gemara there says in Psochim, that a person should be oisek b'toiro, even though he's not in a madrege to learn toiro lishmo, he should still learn toiro shelo lishmo. Why? Because mitoich shelo lishmo, he'll come to learn lishmo. So we see, adrabe, that there's a mitzvah to learn toiro, even shelo lishmo. And here the Gemara says, that someone that learns Torah Shaloi Lishmo, Nases Loi Sam Hamoves. Answers Tosfos that we must say that there are two types of Shaloi Lishmo. There's one Shaloi Lishmo, which the Gemara in Psochim is referring to, and that is when a person learns, and I quote the Lashon HaTosfos, Kedei Sheyikore Rebbe, Oy Kedei Sheyichabdu, which means that a person learns Torah for the purpose of kovod, that people should call him a rebbe and people should honor him. On that, the Gemara says in Psochim that we say mitoich shaloi lishmo bo lishmo. But the Gemara over here in Tainis, the Gemara here is referring to a different type of shaloi lishmo. The Gemara here is referring that a person learns al menas lekanter, which means lekanter means to be mitzayer. His purpose is to learn Torah in order to mitzayer someone else. On that, the Gemara says that such learning becomes Sam Hamovis. That's the teretz of Tosfos to be miyashiv the stira from the Gemara in Psochim to our Gemara. But L'choira in Rashi we see mefurish not like Tosfos. And I quote here Loshen Rashi. Rashi says, Lishmo, what does it mean Lishmo? Mishum kasher tzivani Hashem Elokei, v'loy kedei lehakrois Rebbe. Says Rashi clearly that learning Torah lishma means that a person learns Torah because Hashem was mitzave, and not in order that he should be called a Rebbe. We see clearly in Rashi that Rashi explains that learning Torah shaloy lishma, that the Gemara here is referring to, is when a person learns in order that he should be called a Rebbe, that people should honor him. And on that, the Gemara here says that Nasis Loi Sam Hamoves. If so, we see Mefurish and Rashi not like Tosfos, that even when a person learns Torah in order he should be called a Rebbe, which means for a Kovod, even on that, the Gemara says Nasis Loi Sam Hamoves. And if so, according to Rashi, comes back the Kasha of Tosfos. And how is Rashi going to answer the stira from our Gemara to the Gemara in Psochim? Since we see in the Gemara in Psochim that the Gemara says that a person could learn Torah Shaloi Lishmo, because we say Mitoich Shaloi Lishmo Bo Lishmo. In order to miyashev the Shita of Rashi, we must see the Rambam in Perek Yud Mehilchos Tshuve Halacha Hey. And I'll quote the Loshon HaRambam. Kol ha'oisek batoiro, kedei lekabel schar, oi kedesh loy tagia adov puronus, harei ze oisik bo sheloy lishmo. V'chol oisik bo loy liyiro v'loy lekabel schar, el bipnei ahavas odoin kol haoretz, sheziva bo harei ze oisik bo lishmo. V'omru chachomim la'oilom yasik odom batoiro afilu sheloy lishmo, שמתוך שלא לשמו, בוא לשמו. לפיכוך, כשמלמדין את הקטנים ואת הנושים וכלל עמי האורץ, אין מלמדים אויסון, אלא לעבוד מיירו וכדי לקבל שכר, עד שישיגוהו וידעוהו ויעבדו מאהבו. So we see clearly in Loshon Harambam that the gather of learning Torah Lishmo means when a person learns Mipnei Ahavas Odoin Kol Haoretz Shetziva Bo, which means a person learns Torah Mitoich Ahavas Hashem, which means in order to be Mekayem the Tzivui of Hashem, that a person should learn and know the Torah. That's called Torah Lishmo. But if a person learns Torah Mipnei Ayiro, which means that he wants to get schar for the mitzvahs limud Torah, or he wants the limud Torah to protect him, that's called limud Torah sheloy lishmo. Just on that, says the Rambam, we say, mitoich sheloy lishmo, bo lishmo. Comes the Chido in a Sefer on the Shas, Pesach Einaim, here, Tainis, Dav Zayin Omud Aleph, and says that according to the Rambam comes out l'choiro, that what the Gemara here on Tainis Dav Zayin Amud Aleph says, that aloi metoiro sheloi lishmo nasis loy sama moves, according to the Rambam, it's speaking when a person learns al manas sheikore rebi, when a person learns for kovoid, such a level of learning Torah, according to the Rambam, on that the Gemara says that nasis lo isam hamoves. The only pele is that the Chido does not mention the Rashi. Comes out according to the Chido that the Rashi that we mentioned before and the Rambam are one shita. They both hold that what the Gemara here says in Tainis that nasis lo isam hamoves is speaking when a person learns Torah al menas sheikorei Rebbe. And if so, we can also say that Rashi holds like the other chidush of the Rambam, which means that Rashi learns also like the Rambam that Torah lishmo means when a person learns Torah mipnei ahavo, and sheloy lishmo that the Gemara in Psochim says that mitoich sheloy lishmo bo lishmo, that's referring when a person learns Torah machmas yiro, like the Rambam said, as we mentioned before. So it comes out that, according to Rashi and the Rambam, there's no kasha from the Gemara in Psochim. Because what the Gemara says in Psochim, that mitoich sheloy lishmo bo lishmo, there the Gemara is speaking legabe sheloy lishmo, when a person learns Torah machmas yiro. But what the Gemara here in Taini says, that when a person learns sheloy lishmo, nasis leisam amoves, here the Gemara is speaking that he learns L'shem kovoid al menas she'ekorei Rebbe, and on that we say that nasis lo isam amoves. Therefore, according to Rashi and the Rambam, there's no kasha from the Gemara in Psochim. The Chido that we have mentioned before continues and says that we could be doiche that be'emes the Rambam holds that there are four levels of limud Torah. The first level is when a person learns Machmas Avas Hashem, that's called Torah Lishmo. The second level is Torah Sheloy Lishmo, when a person learns Machmas Yiro. And on that, the Gemara in Psochim says, Mitoich Sheloy Lishmo Bo Lishmo. We have a third level, which is a person that learns Kdei Sheikore Rebbe, he learns Mipnei HaKovoid. On that, says the Chido, could be the Rambam holds that on one hand, we do not say mitoich sheloy lishmo bo lishmo, but we also do not say that nasis leisam amoves. And we have a fourth level when a person learns Torah al menas lekanter. On that, the Rambam holds like Teisves that we say that nasis lo yisam hamoves. Ad kan is divrei hachido. But la news daiti, since we see here in Rashi mefurish that Rashi says that when someone learns Torah k'dei she'ekore Rebbe, when he learns for kovod, on that the Gemara says that nasis lo yisam hamoves, it's very mistaber that the Rambam also is moide to Rashi. And the Rambam holds that there are only three levels of limud Torah. One, which is limud Torah lishmo, when a person learns me'avas Hashem. One is sheloi lishmo, and we say mitoich sheloi lishmo, bo lishmo, and that is when he learns machmas yiras Hashem. And the third level, when we say nasis lo yisam hamoves, when a person learns mipnei hakovod. So it comes out that Rashi and the Rambam are one shite, and Teisves is a second shite. Another big nafkemine, lanius daiti, between the shite of the Rambam and Rashi on one hand and Teisves on the other hand is, what's the gather of limud Torah lishmo? According to the Rambam and Rashi comes out that limud Torah lishmo is only when a person learns mipnei ahavas Hashem, like Rashi says, that he learns only because of the tzivoy of Hashem. But if he learns machmas yiras Hashem, he's afraid of the oynesh, or from pur'onus, or he wants to have schar, on that we say that it's called shloi lishmo, and mitoich shloi lishmo, bo lishmo. But according to Tesis, l'chayra comes out that when a person learns mipnei yiras Hashem, he learns in order to get schar, or he learns in order to have protection. That's called, according to Teisves, limud Torah lishmo. And the nafkemina between limud Torah lishmo and limud Torah sheloi lishmo is very, very big. As we find in the Ovi Ezri, from Moran HaRosh Yeshiva Rav Shach Zecha Tzadik Levrocho, in the Akdoma Lemaduret Lisoe, that Ovi Ezri writes that what we find in Chazal, that the Torah is a tavlin to protect a person from the Yetzer Hara and from all of the Midois Roes, that's only when a person learns Torah Lishmo. As we see in the Mishnah in Maseches Ovois, that Rameir says, Kol aloymed Torah Lishmo zoyche ledvarim harbei veloy oid ele shemachshirosoy. So we see that the maile of limud Torah that protects a person from the Yetzer Hara and from Midos Roes is only when a person learns Lishmo. Therefore, we have a big nafkemine between the machloikes of Tosis on one hand and Rashi and Rambam on the other hand. What's the gather of limud Torah Lishmo? When a person learns machmas yiro, is that called Lishmo or not? According to Teisves, L'chayra comes out that when a person learns Torah Machmas Yiro, that's called Lishmo, and he has the Maile, that Torah Nasis Loi Tavlin Mipnei Yetzer Hara. And according to Rambam and Rashi, comes out that if he learns Torah Mipnei Yiro, he does not have the protection of Limud Torah against the Yetzer Hara. La news daiti, we can bring a raya to the Shite of Rambam and Rashi. We find in the Yerushalmi, in Chagige, in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, and also in the Medrash Koheles, in Perek Zayin Ois Yud Ches, the famous story with Elisha ben Avuyo. We know that Elisha ben Avuyo was Nimshach Leminus, and the Yerushalmi explains what was the reason. And the Yerushalmi says that at the Bris Milo of Elisha ben Avuyo, the father Avuyo invited many, many important people, and among them were Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. And during the Seudo, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua started to talk in Limud Torah, and fire came down from Shomayim. And the father Avuyo asked them, "What are you doing? You want to burn my house?" And they answered him, No, this fire is a fire of Torah, and this fire would not burn down your house. When Avuya saw such a scene, he said, if that's the koyach of Torah, I want my son Elisha to learn only Torah. And says the Yerushalmi, since the kavono of Avuya was sheloi lishmo, therefore Elisha was nimshach leminus. Ask all the Balei Musar, what do you mean? How could it be? Because the kavono of sheloi lishmo, Elisha was nimshach leminus. We know the concept that mituch sheloi lishmo bo lishmo. So what was the big chisoren of the kavone of Avuya? So lanius daiti, according to the Rambam and Rashi, it's mamish gishmak. Because when the Yerushalmi says that the kavono of Avuya was sheloi lishmo, what does he mean sheloi lishmo? What really was the kavono of Avuya? So the pashat pshat is like we find in the pirush of Moron HaGaon Reb Chaim Kanievsky on the Yerushalmi, that he writes, Bezeh Aloshen, Lefi Shelihoiso Kavonosoi Leshem Shomaim, Elo Ligdulo Vekovoid, Kemoi Shenase L'Rab Lezer Rabbi Yeshua, which means that the Kavono of Avuya was that Elisha should learn Torah for Gdulo and Kovoid. So therefore comes out that according to the Shita of the Rambam and Rashi, that they hold that when a person learns Torah, Al Menashe Kore Rebbe, and L'Shem Kovid, on that the Gemara says that Nases Loi Samamoves, then it's very Gishmak that since the Kavona of Avuya was that Elisha should learn Torah for Kovid and Gdulo, therefore that Gufe Nases Loi Samamoves, and that's why Elisha was Nimshach Leminus. But according to the Shita of Teisves, that when someone learns Torah, Al Menashe Kore Rebbe for Kovid, we say Mitoich Sheloi Lishmo Bo Lishmo, so it's very difficult to understand why the Kavono of Avuya caused Elisha to be Nimshach Leminus. We'll continue now the Gemara. The Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Mai Dechsiv, Ki Ha'odom Eitz Asode, V'chi Odom Eitz Sodehu, Ela Mishum Dechsiv, Ki Mimenu, Toichal va'oisoi loy sichrois, uchsiv oisoi sashchis v'choroso. Hokeitzad, im talmid chochem hu, hogun hu, mimenu toichal, va'oisoi loy sichrois, v'im lav, oisoi sashchis v'choroso. Says Rabbi Yochanan, that we see from the psukim, that a person could learn Torah only from a talmid chochem hogun, but a talmid chochem which is einoi hogun, it's osur to learn from him Torah. Teisves in Dibura Matchil im Talmid Chochom asks Akasha on the Gemara from the Gemara in Chagige Daf Tesvov Omud Aleph. The Gemara in Chagige says that Rameir learned Torah from Acher. So we see that it's mutter to learn Torah from a Talmid Chochom she'eino yhogun. Answers Teisves, and I quote the Loshen HaTeisves. Hainu davke talmid chochem yochoy lilmoid lefonov, lefish lo yilmoid mimasov, aval im einoi talmid chochem, einoi rashai lilmoid lefonov. Answers Teisves, that when is it mutter to learn from a talmid chochem she einoi hogun, that's only if the talmid is also a talmid chochem, like Rab Meir. Rab Meir himself was a big talmid chochem. So when the Talmid is a Talmid Chochom, then it's mutter for him to learn Torah from a Rebbe, even though the Rebbe is Einoi Hogun. But when the Talmid is not a Talmid Chochom, he's a beginner, then it's also for him to learn from a Talmid Chochom She'einoi Hogun. That's the Teretz of Teisves. Comes the Gvura Sari and asks on Teisves a very strong kasha, that we see in the Gemara in Chagige, on Daf Tesvov, that the Gemara asks on Rab Meir, how could Rab Meir learn Torah from Acher? Asks the Gemara, we find that Rabbi Yochanan said, Mai dechsiv ki sifsei koen yishmeru das. Says Rabbi Yochanan, Im doim me'arav lemaloch Hashem tzvokois yevakshu toiru mipiv, v'im lav al yevakshu toiru mipiv. The Gemara brings the memory of Rabbi Yochanan that it's mutter to learn Torah from a Rebbe only if he's doim lemaloch Hashem tzvokois, which means that he's a hogun. If he's not hogun, it's also learned to learn Torah from such a Rebbe. So asks the Gemara, how could Rabbi Meir learn Torah from Acher? Answers the Gemara in the Maskono, Loikashye, Hobegodl, Hobekotan. Explains Rashi that Godl Hayoidial Dizoer Shloyulmudu Mimaisov, Yocher Lilmud Toiro Mipiv. Which means, explains Rashi, that the Gemara answers that when is it mutter to learn Torah from a Rav, a Rebbe, Sheine Hogun? That's only by a Godl, when the Talmud is a Godl. But if the Talmud is a Kotan, then it's osur to learn Torah from a Rebbe she'einoi hogun. Says the Gvura Sari. So we see there in the Gemara that the Gemara asks the Kasha on Rav Meir, and the Gemara answers a different chiluk than Tesfis. The chiluk is if the Talmud is a Godel or the Talmud is a Kotan. So it says the Gvura Sari, why doesn't Tesfis answer the Kasha, ho be Godel, ho be Kotan, that our Gemara is speaking when the Talmud is a cotton, and therefore it's also to learn Torah from a Rebbe she'inoi hogun. That's the kasha of the Gvura Sari. Before we'll say the teretz on the kasha of the Gvura Sari, I would like to be makdim the Rambam in Perek Daled Mehilchos Talmud Torah Halacha Aleph, and I will quote the Loshon HaRambam. V'chein horav she'inoi hoylech bederech toivo. אף על פי שחוכם גודל הוא וכל העם צריכים לוי אין מסלמדים ממנו עד שיחזר למוטוב שנאמר כפסיפסי כהן ישמרו דעס וכולי. Says the Rambam that it's also for a Talmud to learn Torah from a Rav, from a Rebbe, even though the Rebbe is a Talmud Chochom Godoil, and the Chol Ha'om Tzrichin Loi, in spite of that, if he's a Einoi Hogun, then it's osur to learn Torah from him. And the same thing paskins the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea, Simen Reish Mem Vov, Seif Ches. Comes the Shach over there in Seif Kotan Ches and asks a tremendous kasha. How come the Rambam and also the Shulchan Aruch do not bring this distinction that the Gemara mentions in Chagige? We mentioned before that the Gemara in Chagige says that ho begodl ho bekotan, which means that this halacha of Rabbi Yochanan, that it's osur to learn Torah from a Talmud Chochom sheino hogun, is only if the Talmud is a kotan. But if the Talmud is a godl, it's mutter. That's the maskona of the Gemara in Chagige. So how come the Rambam does not write this chiluk that there is a distinction between a godel and a cotton? And the same thing asks the Shach on the Shulchan Aruch. Answers the Shach, and he says that bizman hazeh everyone is nechshav lektanim, which means that since we have Yeridas Hadoyrois, then today everyone is considered ktanim, like we find in Chazal, im rishoinim bnei odom onu kachamoyrim. Therefore, there's no nafkemine bizman hazeh between a kotan and godel, because we are all considered ketanim, which means even talmidei chachomim today, we regard them as ketanim, that it's osur for them to learn Torah from a talmid, from a chochom, she'einoi hogun. Comes the Rashash here in our sugi and tainis, and says that we see from this teretz of the Shach, that the Shach learned pshat, in the distinction of the Gemara and Chagige, ho godel ho kotan, not like the Gvura Sari. The Gvura Sari learned pshat kipshutoi, that there is a distinction if the Talmud is godel bishonim, which means that he's more than 13 years old, or he's a kotan bishonim, which means he's less than 13 years old. From the Shach that we just mentioned, says the Rashash, we see that that's not pshat in the Gemara. Ha-begodl means a Talmud Chochom, that the Talmud is himself is a Talmud Chochom. Ha-bekotan means that the Talmud is a beginner, that he's not a Talmud Chacham. So says the Rashash, that we can answer the Kash of the Gvura Sariya according to this Shach, that that's Gufa what Tosis answers. Our Tosis here in Tainis answers that when is it mutter to learn Torah from a Rebbe Shein Hogun? That's only when the Talmud is a Talmud Chacham like Rab Meir. But if the Talmud is not a Talmud Chacham, then Eino Chanami, it's Osir to learn Torah from a Rebbe Shein Hogun. So says the Rashash, that according to the Shach that we just mentioned, then that's Gufe, the Teretz of Tesis over here. Therefore, the Kasha of the Gvur HaSari is answered. We'll go back now to the Shach. The Shach says another Teretz in the name of his father to be Miyashev the Kasha. Why doesn't the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch bring the distinction of the Gemara, HaBeGodl, HaBeKotn? And says the Shach in the name of his father, that la'alocha kaimalon we paskin, that there's no distinction if the Talmud is a cotton and a godel. Just what the Gemara in Chagige makes a distinction between godel and cotton, that's only to be miyashiv the shita of Rab Meir. But la'alocha loy kaimalon k'Rab Meir, and therefore the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch paskin, that there's no distinction between if the Talmud is a godel or a cotton. It's also for him to learn Torah from a Rebbe She'einoi Hogun. Very interesting, we find that the Lecha Mishneh on the Rambam that we quoted before, he also asks the exact same question as the Shach. How come the Rambam does not bring the distinction HaBeGodl, HaBeKotn? Says the Lecha Mishneh, we could not answer and say that Bizman HaZeh everyone is considered a cotton, which means that even a Talmid Chacham Bizman HaZeh is regarded as a cotton, and that's why the Rambam does not make a distinction between Godel and cotton. We could not say that, says the Lecha Mishneh, because the Derech of the Rambam is to bring all the Halachas, even what's Negel Yimoy Samoshiach, and what's Negea Bizman Beis HaMikdosh. Therefore, the Rambam should have brought this chiluk of HaBeGodl, HaBeKotn. Therefore, says the Lecha Mishneh, that we must answer, the pshat is, that since we find in the Shas many places the Memra of Rabbi Yochanan, that it's osur to learn Torah from a Rebbe, which is Einoi Doime Lemaloch Hashem Tzvokois, which means that it's osur to learn Torah from a Rebbe She'einoi Hogun, and there the Gemara does not make any distinction between godel or a cotton. So we see that la'alocha kaimolon, that it's osur to learn from a Rebbe she'eino hogun, and it does not make a distinction if the Talmid is a cotton or a godel. Just the Gemara in Chagige wants to miyashiv the shite of Rab Meir. Therefore, the Gemara says that Rab Meir holds that there is a distinction between a godel and a cotton. So comes out that the Lecha Mishneh answers exactly like the second teretz of the Shach in the name of his father. According to this teretz of the Lecha Mishneh and the second teretz of the Shach, comes out that we have a portion of the teretz on our Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos asked on our Gemara that we see from Rab Meir in Chagige that it's mutter for a Talmud to learn from a Rebbe She'einoi Hogun. According to the Lecha Mishneh and the second teretz of the Shach, we have a poshta teretz that's only the shita of Rab Meir. But la'alocha, we paskin that there's no distinction between a godel and a cotton, and also a godel, it's also for him to learn Torah from a Rebbe She'einoi Hogun. Another interesting maremokim we have on this inyan is the Orachaim HaKadosh in Parshas Re'ei Perek Yudbeis Pasuk Chof Ches. The Orachaim there also asks the same kasha that the Achroinim that we have mentioned before ask, how come the Rambam does not make a chiluk between godel and cotton? And brings the Orachaim HaKadosh in the name of the Bach in Yeredeya Simen Reish Mem Vov, explains that the reason why the Rambam does not make a distinction between godel and cotton is because that this whole chiluk that the Gemara makes in Chagige between godel and cotton is only to be miyashev the sheet of Rab Meir. But la'alocha came along that there's no distinction between godel and cotton, and even a godel is osir to learn from a Rebbe she'inoi hogun. That's the teretz of the Bach. So it comes out that the Bach also answers like the second teretz of the Shach and the teretz of the Lechem Mishneh. Comes the Orach Chaim HaKadosh and asks many kashes on this teretz, and he brings rayas that la'alocha kaimolon like the chiluk of the Gemara and Chagige, that we make a distinction between godel and cotton. Just the reason why the Rambam doesn't mention the distinction between godel and cotton, says the Orach Chaim, because bizman hazeh, even a Talmid Chacham is regarded like a cotton, and therefore there's no heter even for a Talmid Chacham to learn Torah from a Rebbe she'enoi hogun, which means that Orach Chaim HaKadosh answers like the first teretz of the Shach. So it comes out very interesting that we have here arbo neviim shenisnabu b'signun echod, each one kefi darkoi. We'll continue now the Gemara. The Gemara says, V'haynu d'omar Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Chanine, Mai d'chsiv, cherev el abadim v'noyalu, cherev al soineyen shel talmidei chachomim, she'oiskim bad bevad batoiro. We see here in the Gemara that the derech of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is that a Talmud Chacham should not learn alone. He must learn with another Talmud Chacham, and only through learning with a Chavruse, then a person is mechaven la'amito shel Torah. The only question is, how come we find that many of G'doyle Yisrael learned the Iker Limud B'Yechidus without a Chavruse? In the Sefer Aliyos Eliyahu was brought down that the Goyel Mivilna, the Goyen Mivilna B'Bachrusoi, he learned only B'Yechidus. And also it's brought down that K'tzois HaChoshen also, his Iker Limud was B'Yechidus without a Chavruse. And even up today we know that Moron Rav Eliashiv Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, his Iker Limud during his whole life was B'Yechidus. So the question is, how did these G'doyle Oilom explain the Gemara? L'chayra in the Gemara we see that a person must learn his Iker Limud with a Chavrusa. So we find in the Sefer Ginzei Chaim from Agoin Reb Chaim Falaji in Ma'aroch Ches Klal Samech Aleph that he brings a mocker to be Mekel. What's the mocker? We find in the Mishneh in Ovois, Perek Aleph, Mishneh Vov, that the Mishneh says, and I quote the Loshna Mishneh, Yoishua ben Prachi Oimer, Asei Lecho Rav, Uknei Lecho Chover. The Poshet Pshat in the Mishneh is that a person must make himself a friend in order to learn with him Torah, like our Gemara, that a person must learn Torah with a Chavruse. Comes Rashi on the Mishneh there in Ovis and says another pshat in the Mishneh. And I quote Loshen Rashi. Uknei lecho chover, amri lo sforim, ve'amri lo chover mamesh. Lefi shetoivim ashnaim mino echod, v'cheinu oimer cherev el abadim v'noyalu. Says Rashi, two pshatim, pshat in the Mishneh, knei lecho chover. One pshat Rashi says, like we mentioned before, that a person must have a chavruse in order to learn with him Torah. But Rashi says another pshat, that knei lecho chover is referring that a person should buy himself sforim, and through the sforim he'll be able to learn Torah properly. So according to this pshat comes out that knei lecho chover does not mean a friend mamesh, kipshutoi. It means that a person should buy himself sforim, and through the sforim he'll be able to learn the Torah and to be mechaven la'amito shel Torah. A person buys himself sifri rishonim and achronim, and he learns with the rishonim and achronim. Through that, he's mechaven la'amito shel Torah. The same thing we find in Shuvas Maram Minsk, Simen Samechei, that he also writes that pshat in the Mishneh Pirkei Avos, that the Mishneh says knei lecho chover zeu sforim, ad kan l'shoinoi of the Tshuvas Maram Minsk. He doesn't even bring the other pshat that Rashi says. So therefore comes out that we have here a mokoyer to the heter of the gdoilei oilom that they learned by themselves, and their heter was, since they used the sifrei rishonim and achronim up to their generation, and through that they were mechavin la mito shel Torah. Similar to what we mentioned before, we find in the Sefer Ruach Chaim from Reb Chaim Volozhin on the Mishneh in Ovos, in Perek Aleph, Mishneh Dalet, that Reb Chaim Volozhin says on the Mishneh, Yoisi ben Yezer ish tzrei do oimer, Yehi beischo beisvad lechachomim. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin that when a person fills his house with sforim, he makes his house into a base vad lachachomim. And that's very similar to what Rashi in the Maram Minsk explained pshat in the posuk of Knei Lachachover, which means when a person's house is full of sforim, so his house is a base vad lachachomim, and he also has the sforim which he uses them as a chavruse, and through them is mechaven la mito shel Torah. Another interesting answer we find in Tshuvas Salmas Chaim from a Goen Reb Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld Zecher Tzadik Livrocho in Simen Tov Kuvov, that the Shoyelder asks him on the Goen, how come the Goen learned B'yechidus? We see here in our Gemara in Tainis that a person must learn with the Chavrusa. Says Reb Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld that the Goen held that the whole inyan to learn with the chavruse is only when a person has toyeles from the chavruse. And that could only be when the chavruse is the same level. But the goyen knew that he wouldn't be able to find any chavruse which is holding by his level. Therefore, he wouldn't have any toyeles from learning with the chavruse. Therefore, the Goen learnt alone. But Eino Chanami, a person that knows that he would have to learn from a Chavruse, then it's poshet that he has a chiyuv to make his Iker learning with a Chavruse. That's the teretz of a Goen, Reb Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld, Zecher Tzadik Livrocho. According to what we said before, that if a person learns Torah together with Sifrei Rishonim and Achronim, then he has a heter to learn B'yechidus, L'Aniyuzdaiti, we can answer a big kasha that I had. This Gemara that we just learned, that a person should not learn B'yechidus, we find also in the Gemara in Brochus on Daf Samach Gimel Omud Beis, and also in Makis Daf Yud Omud Aleph. My big question is, how come the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah and the Shulchan Aruch and Yeridea and Hilchos Talmud Torah do not bring down the halacha, this Gemara that we learned, that a person should not learn Torah b'yechidus? The Rambam does not mention a word about it, and also the Shulchan Aruch. But according to what we said before, maybe we could be miyashev a little bit, that since Bizman Hazeh we have a lot of Sforim, Sifrei Rishonim and Sifrei Achronim, therefore, when a person learns b'yechidus together with Sifrei Rishonim and Sifrei Achronim, then he's not mevatel this halacha of the Gemara. But I did find b'siyata d'shmaya that the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Graz, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Si'if Yud, does bring down la halacha our Gemara. And I'll quote a part of the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. K'sheyesh beis ha-medrash be'ir, ein lilmoid yechidi beveis ha-kneses, ela beveis ha-medrash b'chaburo, shenemar cherev al-abadim v'noyalu, cherev al-seinem shel Yisroel, sheyoishvim bad bevad v'oiskim b'toiro, she'ein ha-toiro nikneis ela b'chaburo, ואומרו חכמים, עשור שיושבים ועוסקים בתורה, שכינו ביניהם. עד כאן לושן, הגרז, אין שולחנו חרב. We'll continue now the Gemara on Omud Beis. אומר רבי ברב הונה, כל אדם שיש לו עזוס פונים, מותר לקרויסוי ראשו, שנאמר, היעז איש ראשו בפונוב. The Gemara says that a person that has Azus Ponim, it's mutter to call him a Rosha. We have here an interesting machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos. What's the heter to call him a Rosha? Rashi learns in Dibur HaMatchil, Hey Eiz Ish, that the heter is that if a person has Azus Ponim, the midah of Azus Ponim is such a terrible midah, we regard him as a Rosha, and therefore it's mutter to call him a Rosha. On the other hand, Tosfos in Dibur HaMatchil Mutar Likroisi Rosha, Tosfos says that the heter to call him a Rosha is that if a person is az ponim, that's a simen that he's a Baal Avera. So comes out according to Tosfos that the heter to call him a Rosha is not mitzad the actual azus ponim. The heter is that since he's az ponim, that's a raya that he's a Baal Avera, so we call him a Rosha because he's a Baal Avera. That's the machloikis here between Rashi and Tosfos, how to learn pshat in the heter of the Gemara to call him Rosha. We see from the Gemara that a person that is not an az ponim, there is an iser gomor to call him a Rosha. And Rashi says, in the same Dibur HaMatchil, Heiz Ish, that it's mevur in the Gemara in Kiddushin, that if a person calls his friend a Rosha, he's Chayev Malkois. In Sefer Tal Toiro of Agoen Reb Meir Arik, Zecher Tzadik Levrocho, he asks a tremendous kashan Rashi, that we see mefurish in the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Chof Ches Omud Aleph, not like Rashi. The Gemara there says, and I quote the Loshna Gemara, HaKoyre L'Chaveroi Eved, Yehei Benidui. If someone calls his friend or Eved, then he's Chayev Nidui. Mamzer, Soifekes or Arboim. If someone calls his friend a Mamzer, then he's Chayev Malkis. Roshe, Yoyred Imoy L'Chayov. If a person calls his friend a Rosha, then he's not Chayev Malkis, but Yoyred Imoy L'Chayov. Explains the Rashi in Kiddushin. What does it mean, Yoyred Imoy L'Chayov? That this friend, is it's mutter for him to be memayet the parnose of the one who called him a Rosha. Al Kulponim, we see mefurish in the Gemara, that if someone calls his friend a Rosha, he's not Chayev Malkis. So why does Rashi here say that if a person calls his friend a Rosha, he is Chayev Malkis? Says the Tal Torah that he found in the Sma, in Choshem Mishpot, Simen Tov Chof, Sifkot Nun Vov, that the Sma brings in the name of the Muharram Mirizenburg, that he says, and I quote the Loshen, Ho'imer L'chaveiroi Mamzer, Oy Eved, Oy Rosho, Oy Noyef, Oy Posul, Oy Novol, Loike. So we see clearly from the Muharram Mirizenburg that he held also, like Rashi over here, that if someone calls his friend a Rosha, he is Chayev Malkis. Could be that they had a different girsa in the Gemara and Kiddushin. Al Kolponim, the Divrei Rashi and the Moharam Mirizenburg, Tzrichim Iyun. We find in the Chofetz Chaim, in Hilchois Loshon Hora, Klal Daled, in the Be'er Maim Chaim, Sifkot Mem, that the Chofetz Chaim writes, a very interesting chidush that we see here in the Gemara, that only an az ponim it's mutter to call him Rosha. But if a person has any other midoro, for example, a person is a tremendous bal gaive, or a person is a big bal kas, there's no heter to call him a Rosha. As we see in Chazal, that the only midoro that we find that it's mutter to call a person a Rosha is Azus Ponim. Another Chiddush, says the Chofetz Chaim, that it's not clear what degree of Azus Ponim a person has that it's mutter to call him a Rosha. It's mistaber that a person that has only a little bit of Azus Ponim, there's no heter to call him a Rosha. Therefore, the Chofetz Chaim writes, and I quote his Loshen, Tzorich li siyashiv badovor mosai nikro b'shem zeh. which means we need to be misyashev, we need to be misboinen to know exactly what degree of azus ponim that a person has, that it's mutter to call him rosho. We'll continue now the sugya. The Gemara says, Omar Reb Ami, Einak shomim neetzorim, ela be'ovin gezel. Says Reb Ami, that when we have atziras kshomim, it's a simen that there is a chet in Am Yisrael of ovin gezel. And the Gemara brings psukim to prove that. And afterwards the Gemara says, Maita kante, yar bebitfilo. Says the Gvura Sari, that we must say that when the Gemara says that the takona is yarbe bitfilo, the Gemara does not mean to say that it's enough to be marbe bitfilo. The first thing we have to do is hashovas agzela, and only after hashovas agzela, then yarbe bitfilo, which means that when the Gemara says yarbe bitfilo, the Gemara means to say that after we did hashovas agzela, if we'll be marbe betfilo, then the gzeira of atziras kishomim would be misbatel. Comes the Sfas Emes and asks on the Gvura Sari that he doesn't understand. If the Gemara is speaking when they were mekayim already hashovas agzela, so why is it necessary to be marbe betfilo? If they were mekayim the mitzvah of v'heishiv es agzela asher gozal and they did tshuve, that's already enough of a reason that the gzeira of atziras kishomim should be misbatel. But the truth is that we find in the Keren Oiro that he also says pshat like the Gvura Sari, and he adds a few more words, and with those words he's meyashev the kashe of the Sfas Emes. The Keren Oiro says that even if they were mekayim hashovas agzela, still, since the kitrug of gezel is so strong, and the lashon of the Keren Oira is ki ein lecha kitrug godoil kemo gezel v'achomos. Therefore, says the Keren Oira, even if they would be mekayim hashovas agzela and they would do tshuve, but since the kitrug in the shamayim is so big, without tefillah they would not be able to be mevatel the gzeira of atziras kshomim. But the Sfas Emes is not mekabel the explanation of the Gvura Sari, and therefore the Sfas Emes says a different pshat in the Gemara, and explains the Sfas Emes that when the Gemara says Einak shomim neetzorim ela boven gezel, the Gemara means to say that if in Am Yisrael there's a mute reshoim that are goizel, that causes the gzeira of atziras kshomim. And on that the Gemara says, Maita kante, yar bebitfilo, which means that even though the mute Rishoim were not mekayem mitzvah hashovas agzela, if the roiv hatzadikim, the roiv hatzibur, which are tzadikim, are mar bebitfilo, through the tfilo they have the koyach to be mevatel the gzeira of atziras kishomim. Similar to the pshat of the Sfas Emes, we find already in Yalkut Me'am Loyez, on Ovois, on page Reish Mem, Ois Ches. And the Yalkut Me'am Loyez there adds that even though the Mil Rishoim were not Mekayim Ashovas Hagzela, but through the Tfilo of the Tzadikim, the Mil Rishoim would be Meharer Bechuve, and by that, the Gzeir of Atziras Kshomim would be Misbatel.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.